Hey guys, we are launching a new season of the podcast next week. But until then, I wanted to bring you this week, during this time of year when you are looking forward to 2023 and setting goals and resolutions and maybe even taking time to reflect back on this past year and how you want to grow and be better, I wanted to bring you some audio from a video that Joe made earlier this year as one of the coaching videos for our CT12 program. That I think will help you during this time of planning and thinking about next year. Because if you're like me, there's probably a word that is floating around in your head as you're making these plans and goals and resolutions. And it's that word, intentionality. And you know that you need to be more intentional with your spiritual development this year. You know you need to be more intentional with date nights with your wife and be more intentional with how you spend your money, all of these things. And all of that is true. But if you're not careful, I think you're missing a big piece that will help with your success in this coming year. And so this audio, I think, will help you during this time of planning and preparation, because Joe's going to kind of point out to you that intentionality only takes you so far. So y'all listen to this. Hopefully it will be helpful during this time. And also, I'm going to leave in the show notes, he talks about a Colossians 3:17 planning activity that I think would be a great tool for you. If you haven't yet started making plans for next year, setting goals, this is a great activity for you to walk through to plan out your year. Hey, how do you need to grow in your spiritual disciplines? What about your money and your work life? And it's using that verse in Colossians 3, verse 17, that says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And using that verse as a way to begin to evaluate your life and your lifestyle and where are you at and what are some adjustments you need to make. So y'all look in the show notes, click and get that activity, because you're going to hear him talk about that a little bit during the video. If you haven't done the CT12 challenge, then I would say go to menneedhelp.org and you can find out more information about that, because this is one of the coaching videos that's included with that CT12 challenge. And that challenge is basically you getting together with a group of friends and beginning to break the bad habits that are impeding your spiritual growth and then establish new habits and routines that set you up for a lifestyle of pursuing holiness and growth and putting Christ first in everything. So if you haven't done the CT12 challenge yet, I'd encourage you to go to menneedhelp.org to check that out. And you can listen in to this audio. You'll get a little taste for what that can look like.
Guys, there's a word I hear all the time, and it's not a bad word, it's a good word, but it's an overused word, and that is intentionality. It seems like right now in Christian discipleship, the ideal is for us to be intentional about everything at every moment of every day. And that sounds really good. It sounds like if we can just sprinkle this intentionality into the whole of our life, that'll make us be more focused and live a more kind of authentic Christian existence. The problem is it just doesn't acknowledge a basic truth about human behavior. And that's that most of our behavior is not lived intentionally or consciously, but unintentionally or unconsciously. If I can word things slightly differently, most of our life is built on habits and practices and routines that in the moment we're not fully even aware of. Now this creates a problem. You guys have been memorizing Colossians 3, and by the time you get down to verse 17, Paul says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." If there was one verse that we would think would push us to that place of needing to be conscious and aware and intentional all the time, it would be this verse, because we're meant to be ambassadors of Christ, always living, speaking, and doing in His name. But actually, my encouragement to you would be that if you merely think about fulfilling this verse in terms of intentionality, you're never going to be able adequately to really be an ambassador of Christ. That really what this verse is calling us to is something much more profound, something far more challenging than mere intentionality. That really, if we're going to live lives in the name of the Lord Jesus, that what we're going to have to do is build routines, that we're going to have to build relationships, that we're going to have to build habits that direct us even in those moments that we're not fully aware of what our intention is. Now, how do you do that? You've got to recognize that the pattern of life is that we periodically just begin to drift unconsciously. And so, how do you recover from that kind of drift, which is so natural to the human heart? And guys, there's no easy answer. The answer is that periodically you're going to have to detach, you're going to have to reflect, you're going to have to reorient, and you're going to have to re-engage life. The picture I'd give you is that, you know, in life it's like we're on a raft and we're, you know, we're going down the rapids and we're just trying to avoid the rocks. And very quickly, we don't even know where we're going. We're just trying to stay afloat. And that's not a healthy place to be. And so what we have to do periodically is we have to pull the raft to the shore. We've got to climb up on a hill. We've got to remind ourselves of where we're going. And only as we have that sense of greater vision can we come back down, get back in the raft, and try to steer that course. And so, guys, part of what I want you to do with this CT12 program is I want you to not just try to increase intentionality. I want you to improve your vision. I want you to detach, to think about the different roles, responsibilities in your life. Think about how is your family? How is your marriage? What are you doing with your finances? What are you doing with your free time? Do you have a sense of calling? Now ask these big questions. You know, where are you right now? Where do you think you need to be? How do you begin to take steps from getting from where you are to where you need to be? These are the kinds of questions we've got to ask as men. And we need to have communities of friends that we can talk about these questions with. Now, guys, this isn't going to be a one-time activity. There's nothing about this 12-week program that is going to fix your life. What we want to do is just begin to set you up so that you can follow a longer, greater path of discipleship and slowly become into the men of character and wisdom that God wants you to be. And so just take a first step. And if you need some help, there's a Colossians 3:17 activity that goes with CT12. And if you go to our leader's guide at meneedhelp.org, you'll find it. My encouragement would be just print that out. Use it as an exercise to detach and to reflect and to think about how to reorient as a man. But just before we end, let me just remind you, do you need intentionality? Yes, you need intentionality. Yes, you need a sense of deliberate direction. As you speak, as you act in your day-to-day life. But guys, don't think that intent will be enough for godliness. You're also going to need those patterns, those routines, those habits, those relationships that are shaping and molding you even when you're not fully aware of it. And so take inventory. Think about what does your lifestyle look like right now? Are you really free to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus? What needs to change to increase your freedom? These are the kinds of questions you need to be asking as you do CT12.